Brooksville Fitness, Fit Mix, Valdosta Bike Center, Valdosta Health and Wellness, and Max Fitness of Warner Robins. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we are here in Valdosta, Georgia at the Valdosta Bike Center, right here in Remington. And Jim, what a fun place to be.
It is. It reminds me of when I was a kid, just bicycles everywhere.
Absolutely. And he has just got it, all types of bicycles. And, of course, Sean's going to be joining you here shortly to be talking about what all he's got. But, you know, I remember as a kid getting a bike for Christmas, Jim. That was just the highlight of my Christmas.
Right, yeah, that's why I say it reminds me of when I was a kid. You know, so many of us got bicycles for Christmas. You know, you, your brother, your sister, all your friends, you know, that was what you wanted. Everybody wanted that new bike.
That's right. They wanted that bicycle to ride around. Georgia, good to see you. Thank you for joining us. I haven't seen you in a long, long time, but thank you for joining us here on Fit Talk Radio tonight. Yes, Sean Eichemer, he has just transformed this place. Jim, I was here the very first week that he got this bike shop, and it looked nothing like this.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember he showed me one of the back rooms, and there were just bicycles and bicycle parts just piled up in a pile. No order, no, just it looked like a maze of bicycles, almost like a bicycle Jenga or something. Right?
Yeah.
And you should see it now.
Oh, it's just organized. I mean, he's got everything. Listen, if you are a bike enthusiast, then you need to come here and see what he's got. I mean, he's got everything from shoes, anything you would need to make your bicycle riding comfortable, helmets, the gear, the gloves. I didn't realize there was so much stuff involved in riding a bike.
This is a full-service bike shop, and
Valdosta
is really lucky to have this place.
Absolutely.
They sell new bikes. They sell used bikes. They sell parts. They service bicycles. They repair bicycles. I mean, you name it. Full service.
It is a full-service bike shop. But Jim, this is our last show for the year.
It is.
This is our final show here for the year until January. We apologize that we were not here with y'all last week. My mother-in-law passed away, my husband's mother, Miss Betty Wells, and we had to travel to Ohio to that funeral. So we missed last Thursday. It was a sad trip, but, you know, we know that she's in a better place.
Absolutely. And appreciate everyone who just reached out, you know, with words of kindness and cards and messages and social media posts and everything. And, you know, one person there at the funeral used a description I think was just very fitting for my mother. And they said she was a pillar of goodness, and she really was.
She absolutely was. She was just the sweetest, sweetest lady.
I'm not sure why that didn't pass down to me. But she,
I was about to say something like that.
Trust me, she tried.
I was about to say
that. She did her best.
She did do her best. And I've heard stories about this one, about what he put her through when he was a teenager. So, you know, I mean, but she was. And she, I loved her, and I think she loved me, Jim. I think I was the favorite wife.
I would hope so. And if you weren't, I wouldn't say any different.
Oh, Sean Eichemer, if y'all could see his face over here, us talking about all this. But listen, you know, we've kind of got, we've got a lot of Christmas giveaways. We've got Chick-fil-A coupons, gift cards. We've got a Wintersville one-year membership. We've got a boot camp. Gift certificate for boot camp, and Melissa Eikenberry is the boot camp queen here in South Georgia, and she's the one who started boot camps here in Valdosta. So I wouldn't want to win that, Jim, but you know, there's a lot of y'all because Melissa would hurt me. I did take her class one time. I think she probably told you that, and I sprained my ankle on a daggum tire out there behind her place over there. But
I think you just faked that to get out of the rest of the class.
You know
that's an oldest trick. That's the oldest trick in the book, Maria.
hey, they saw me fall down. I fell down and my ankle bent, you know. So, but we've got Fit Talk towels. We've got makeup bag. I have the cutest little Christmas salt and pepper shakers. They are Lenox China from Empire Antiques. And
in Sylvester, Georgia.
In Sylvester, Georgia. That's right. And I was there today and I posted. Sean, reach down there and that one of those small bags, the little bitty one. Let me show you. I'm going to go ahead and show y'all this because when I told her, Laurie Filial, she was the entrepreneur there in Sylvester of Empire Antiques, I told her we were coming over here tonight and we were going to be at a bike store. We were doing a live remote. And she said, I've got the perfect little thing for you to give away. And I told her, I said, now Sean is going to want this, but he's going to have to answer the question right. So this is one of the little, a little bicycle ornament that we're going to be giving away today. Is that not the cutest thing?
So for those of you on the radio, this Christmas tree ornament is a yellow bicycle.
It's a yellow bicycle. It's cute as can be. So that's one of the tour prizes. Yeah, I thought you would like that, Sean. So that's why I'm showing it to everybody. But anyway, we're real excited about the giveaways. But, you know, we're going to be talking a little bit about a serious subject today.
That's right. You know, for a lot of us, the holidays, very, very happy time. But not for everyone, you know, for one reason or another. And there can be several legitimate reasons why some people are not that happy during the holidays and just struggle. They have a hard time. So we're going to talk about several ways that you can avoid that holiday depression. And we're going to find ways that you can find joy at Christmas time during the holidays.
And it was so, I was just really surprised. And I know that he won't mind me saying this and mentioning his name tonight. I should have called him. But as we were driving down here tonight, I actually had a friend that posted on Facebook about this particular subject. And, you know, and it was Murray Hand from Tifton, Georgia. And so if Murray, if you're listening or if somebody hears me talking about you, you know, you posted about this. You know, mental health issues are real. And the holidays make them even worse for some people. And so, you know, he posted about his own struggle 20 years ago. Of course, he's way past all that now. But, you know, people deal with this. And you just never know. It takes nothing to be kind to somebody. Nothing. It costs you nothing to say a nice word. I like your shirt. How are you doing? Good to see you. Or just to thank the girl at Dollar General or Walmart, the cashier, thank you for helping me, and I appreciate, you know, you. You know, I've learned to do that because I realize that, you know, you never know when you can uplift somebody. So this is kind of not the most feel-good subject in the world, but it is a subject that we need to talk about tonight. So, we've got Christmas giveaways. We're here at the Valdosta Bike Center, and we are, I posted a couple of posts here earlier, but Jim, we have so many people that we need to say hello to and Merry Christmas. So, the first one, let's say hey to Tracy and Wayne Livingston over at the Valdosta Health and Wellness. And Tracy has got a whole new laser system for our face, a removal system that she's starting. Everybody's gone to get trained, and that's a new thing for her coming up in January. So, we want to say thank you. And Merry Christmas to Wayne and Tracy Livingston over at Valdosta Health and Wellness.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas.
So is Mike having a hard time hearing us?
He said, make sure we speak up and make sure the microphones are close to our mouths.
Well, yours is not.
Apparently, they are having a hard time hearing us.
There is yours better, I think.
No, it's not.
It's not?
We'll work on that during the break.
Okay. Well, why don't we take the break, the commercial break, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back after these messages. How about that?
All right.
And we'll try to get your mic straight.
All right.
All right. This is 105.9 WPGA Fit Talk.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
For all your gifts and collectibles, come by Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester, Georgia. We have over 25 vendors with a wide selection of furniture, antiques, glassware, home decor, and handmade lotions, soaps, and air fresheners. Like and follow our Facebook page, Empire Antiques Sylvester, to stay informed of all sales and new items as they arrive. Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester.
Let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we are having a little bit of technical difficulties, but it's okay. Brenda Smith, thank you for joining us tonight on Facebook Live. We are here at the Valdosta Bike Center in Remerton. Melissa Eikenberry, are offer kids bikes, adult bikes, racing bikes, beach bikes, and I forgot what they call those, but Sean will be over here to visit with you in just a moment and he can tell you all about it. Helmets, anything you need for riding bikes. So we're just so happy to be here tonight and have our Christmas giveaways and of course our final show of the year.
Right, we will not be on next week, right?
We will not be on the radio. Mike will be leaving to go out of town and for his Christmas, and so we'll be back in January on the radio. But we will be Facebook Live next Thursday. You know, we're talking about emotions during the holidays. Emotions run high, and, you know, people find themselves sometimes in a depressed state, Jim?
Yeah, for a number of reasons. You know, one, you know, a lot of people just put a lot of pressure on themselves and thinking everything has to be perfect and they have to please everyone and, you know, make sure that you travel to see this person and that family member and that family member and, you know, the financial pressure of, you know, getting everyone gifts and so on. So, that, you know, there's that. But also, if you think, well, think about our family, for example. You know, sometimes death, you know, my father passed away 2 years ago, December 10th. And now this year in 2022, we buried my mother on December 10th. And so, you know, someone said, well, you know, you go back to Ohio to be, you know, with your family, the rest of your family. You know, it's going to be a tough Christmas. And I suppose that for some people it could be. But, you know, I said, no, it's going to be a different kind of Christmas. But it's going to be a good Christmas. And it will be. You know, my parents would want it to be a good Christmas. They would want us to carry on the traditions, and we will. And even though my parents won't be there, you know, I'm not going to let that steal my joy. I'll still get to see my brother and his family, my sister and her family, and 150 nieces and nephews and cousins, right?
At least 150.
And we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, and it is a good time. It was a different when my parents died, you know, last year and then the year before. So, you know, but we're going to find joy in the season. But, you know, what can they do, Jim, to kind of help this troubled time?
Well, one would be forget the unimportant stuff. What do they say? Don't sweat the small stuff, right? Don't run yourself ragged just to live up to some holiday tradition. You know, if you don't get the lights on the roof this year, it'll be okay. You know, if you don't get that perfect gift that you were looking for someone, you know, it'll be all right. Get them something.
It will be. I used to stress a lot, and I think as a woman, you know, we have to buy the kids Christmas. We have to decorate the house. You know, I used to really stress a lot about that kind of thing, but you know.
And sometimes we stress about trying to find the Christmas gifts that we hid 6 months ago. We put away. Now, where did we put those? You know, we thought we were so smart.
We've done that.
Getting that Christmas shopping done early in July, but now it's December, and where did we put that? We can't find it.
We've been through that before, haven't we?
I bet we're not the only ones.
I'm sure that we're not. Charlie Mizell, so good to see you joining us today on Facebook Live. Hadn't seen you in a long time. Hope you are doing well.
So one other thing you might do to beat those Christmas time blues is volunteer. Take time to help people who have less than you. Volunteer at a soup kitchen. Work for a toy drive. You know, you can ring the bell for the Salvation Army. You know, most people, I believe this, when they help other people, they're helping themselves too, because it just makes you feel better.
It makes you feel better, and it takes your mind off your own self when you're focused on somebody else. You know, I know this year some of our traditions will be different. I have always had Christmas at my house, and this year we're having Christmas at my house, but Christmas Day will be at our son's house in St. Augustine, Florida. So that's a little bit different for me. But, you know, he got a new home, he's married, he wants us to come there. So, you know, we're starting a new family tradition.
Right. And there will be a little pressure on us because, you know, even though you're not having to host everything now, but it puts extra travel on us.
Right.
You know, because now we have to travel south to St. Augustine and then turn right around and head north clear up to Ohio.
Right.
And then, of course, back to Georgia. So
right.
We'll be logging some miles.
We will definitely be logging some miles.
I wonder if we could borrow Santa's sleigh for some of this.
It says don't overbook. Try not to stress yourself out. Here we're overbooked.
Yes.
We are overbooked for sure.
That's right. But, you know, volunteering and helping other people, that's one good thing. And I know that I can remember years when you would buy a Christmas tree for someone who needed it.
Yes.
And I remember one particular year you had me deliver that tree, and I delivered that tree to a single mother with, had I think, three young children, and set that tree up in the tree stand, and even strung the lights, and let them take it from there. And I'm telling you, that young mother and those children, they were so appreciative. If I would have delivered them a truckload of gold, they couldn't have been any happier and more appreciative.
Yeah, that was way back in the day when we had the gym. The gym always sponsored a family year after year after year. And I believe one year one family got over $1,500 worth of stuff. And, Sean, we gave away bicycles that year. So we sure did. Natalie Sutton Rippey, thank you for joining us today. There's several other things you can do. Make sure you try to stay on your exercise schedule. Make sure that you try to eat sensibly. Try to get out in the sun. We just got some sun today. I was so happy.
That made you feel better seeing that sunshine.
It made me feel better, that vitamin D. When I looked over there at Melissa with her dark tan, I was envious. She looks like she's been to the beach.
But it had been, around our place, it had been just cloudy and gray and drizzling rain for a couple of days.
Oh, it had been terrible. So, you know, don't forget to take your medication, Jim.
Which kind? The cray-cray kind?
I don't know. Well, that's just what it says, you know. See a therapist.
Okay.
But you have me. I'm your therapist.
Oh, Lord help me. Okay. All right. All right. Also, you know, some people just have a little, I don't know if it's a phobia or just a thing. Let's say just they have a thing about crowds, right, and being in certain social settings. But, you know, you don't want to offend people. And, you know, if you're invited, you want to show up. And but don't feel obligated. Don't feel obligated to stay any longer than you really want to. You go to a party, that doesn't mean you're obligated to stay until the bitter end. If you want, just drop by for a few minutes, say hey, mingle for a little bit, and, you know, say hey, you know, I have other engagements, and leave when you're ready.
I'll remember that.
All right.
When I'm ready to go. But I'm gonna have Sean join you over here now. And get in the hot seat, and he can tell everybody what he's got over here for bicycles for all these kiddos, Jim.
All right.
And the adult kiddos, too.
All right. Well, let's get Sean over here. Well, Sean, welcome again to Fit Talk.
Hello. How are you doing?
Doing great. Well, how's everything at the bike center?
Wow. So it's been real busy over here. You know, there for a while, our repairs were taking up to 3 weeks for us to get the bikes in and get them out. Now we're turning bikes in just a couple days. So we got our backlog of repairs all taken care of. So we're down to, if they can get a bike in here in the morning, usually it's done that afternoon. At the worst case, 2 or 3 days at most. So it's nice to have all those repairs caught up so people can get out on their bikes quicker. We've got all kinds of new inventory. We're a Trek dealer, so our primary brand that we carry are Trek bikes. We signed on with Pure Cycles, which is a company made out of California. They make a very simple Pure Cycle bike that you can see over there. And then we just teamed up with BMX, and now we're carrying the Sunday BMX brand. BMX is big in places like Jacksonville and Atlanta and the big cities. It's coming back. And Valdosta, over the last 5 or 6 months, is starting to grow in the BMX scene. So we've got guys in their late 20s riding BMXs, and we've got, you know, teenagers riding BMX. So we started moving over into the BMX world now, and we're custom building BMXs. And then also, like the Sunday that we have right there, you know, that's a brand-new BMX for sale for $370. I mean, it's not really a bad price to get into a good quality BMX bike.
Sean, every business owner I've talked with for over a year now, and it doesn't matter what kind of business it is, has told me about the struggle they have with the supply chain. So is that situation getting better?
It is getting better. So what happened about a year ago, we had about 500 bikes on back order because we couldn't get bikes. And then out of nowhere, they started building a bunch of bikes. So going from getting 25 bikes a month, we started getting 25 bikes a week. So you can imagine over a three-month period, we had about 300 bikes come in. That caused us to get a storage unit and really just try our best to get them all sold. Unfortunately, you got 90 days to pay those off. So it's been a struggle because we went from having nothing to having way too much. Now we've been able to get most of that sold off. We probably have another 40 to 50 bikes in boxes and probably about 20 of them in here. So if you're looking for a Christmas present or you're just ready to get on a bicycle, now's the time. We have so much variety in our inventory. And the good thing is the warehouse now is starting to carry bikes. So if somebody comes in and I've got a medium frame and they need a large, I can order it in the warehouse and have it in 3 days. So we're starting to see that supply chain so that I don't have to carry so much inventory in my shop. I can just go to the warehouse, get it, and have it here. 3 or 4 days, your bike's built, and you're ready to go.
Good, good. So typically is Christmas time a busy time around here?
It is. Kids' bikes have picked up. You know, obviously, a lot, like you said, is that seeing the kids' face Christmas morning when they get up, the bike's under the tree, they get all excited. So we're seeing a lot of that. We've sold probably maybe 8 or 10 kids' bikes in the last week. We think we have enough to make it through, but you just never know. We could sell 10 bikes in one day and then almost be out. So I would just say if that's something you're planning on, getting your kids for Christmas a kids bike, you definitely want to get in here. Here's something that we've done this year too, is we're allowing them to pay for the bike and then we're storing it here until Christmas. Nothing used to make me so aggravated when we bought our kids bikes for Christmas and I put them in the attic. And then I'd have to try to build them the night before or try to get them out of the attic without them hearing me. So they don't have to worry about trying to hide a bike anywhere. They can just get close to Christmas. We'll be open on the 23rd so we can, you know, come in until 2 o'clock on that day, pick up their bikes, and then we can work deliveries as well. So I won't be wearing a Santa suit. I promise that.
Okay. You know, we were talking before we went on the air, and you mentioned that there was a church that the church members had all chipped in and went together and bought a handful of bikes.
Absolutely.
For some needy children. And, you know, I think that's a great idea. So, you know, I would just say, you know, if you're part of a civic organization or a church or anything like that and you want to do something for someone this Christmas, you might consider doing that and come see Sean here at Valdosta Bike Center.
Right. And I'd tell you this, too, is at least come by and check out our pricing. If you know, you get 4 or 5 at a time, something like that, we will cut a deal on that to help you out. You know, our hearts are giving too, so that's what, you know, if I can cut it down to our cost just to get bikes out there and get them into the kids, that's something that we definitely want to do as well.
You mentioned the BMX bikes are a hot seller right now. Mm-hmm. What else is popular right now?
The cruisers. Right now, the Trek owns the brand Electra. Electra makes cruisers. They've been making cruisers for 40 years. Instead of competing with them, Trek decided just to buy them out. So they own Electra now. So all the cruisers, those have been really popular all year. They're just easy to ride. They're fun. They're relaxing. We've got a lot of used road bikes in right now because we're still having trouble getting new road bikes. So we've been trying to buy up some used inventory so we can be able to sell those. So that's going real good. We got spin shoes in now. So if you're in a spin class in town, you know, this is the only place in town that you can go and buy spin shoes and try them on instead of, you know, ordering them on Amazon, getting them in the wrong size and you got to send them back and forth. And here's a little clue. If you buy them on Amazon, you still got to put the cleats on, and guess who sells the cleats? So you're still probably going to have to come see us anyway. So come see what we have in stock. And you know, if you're in those spin classes, we carry spin shoes. We started the BMX. The next thing, we've gotten a couple skateboards in. We've sold those already. So that's the next avenue we're jumping into as we go into New Year, is starting to carry some skateboards and do some things with that, and hopefully running shoes on down the road. I mean, we still got a lot of vision ahead. That's why when we took over, we called it the Valdosta Bike Center and More, because we want to offer more, and we were just trying to get all the fitness-related activities all together that we can.
And I actually see about 50 shoe boxes right here in front of us. Are those the spin shoes?
Those are the spin shoes. The spin shoes, bike shoes, a little bit different. Anything from, I think our lower end stuff runs right around the $90 to $100 range. And I got a couple $400 pair of shoes over there if you want those too. So we got a little bit of everything. The $400 ones?
Maria wants those. Cool. Of course she wants the $400 ones. Yeah. Well, maybe we can get her one this year and the other one next year for Christmas.
That would be great. Melissa, can you throw me that over here real quick? Yeah. She'll bring it over.
We're going to get one over here.
So, Jim, I know nobody's talked about this yet tonight, but, you know, we all watch Facebook, and we know that somebody might have had a birthday a couple days ago or yesterday or something like that.
A big one.
Yeah. A big one. So we know how much you like the green one of these shirts that we have.
Because you have seen me wear that
all
in pictures,
the time.
Yes,
now,
yes.
I know you're not going to go on the air and say it's the favorite T-shirt you have, but we're okay with that. But we wanted to go ahead and get you one of the new ones that we just got in. They call it purple. I call it maroon.
Yeah.
I have one. They're awesome. And we want to go ahead and get you one of those. So you
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
If we get you about five more, you'll have one for every day of the week.
All right. thank you very much.
But we want to say happy birthday and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much. Well, in a minute, we'll get Maria back over here. And maybe soon we'll start having some trivia questions so that our listeners can win some prizes. So before we do that, is there anything else you want to say about Valdosta Bike Center?
I will throw a plug in there real quick. We've got our boot camp at Wintersville Fitness starting up on January 9th. So that's coming up. You know, we definitely want to plug our other business as well. Wintersville Fitness boot camp January 9th. Get signed up. There are already people signing up for that. Our gym is booming right now. I'm so excited for January because this last month, we've had record sales, record amount of people in there, and still not crowded. It's still plenty of room, but it's really nice to start seeing people take their fitness health and health very serious before January 1st gets here. I mean, we know we're going to have all those in on the 2nd, the 3rd, the 4th, but it was really refreshing to see a lot of our old members back in, and the gym is just booming and hopping right now. And just like the bike shop, they're both doing very well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Sean, thank you for being with us. And listen, when we do have this trivia contest, and we're going to allow people to call in, because we're doing a live remote here at Valdosta Bike Center, we're going to ask you to call a different number this week. You're going to call the Bike Center, and that number is area code 229-253-9050. So you might want to jot that down, 229-253-9050. So we'll start giving away some prizes here in just a minute. All right. So we're going to go ahead and give you the first question. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a question. It's going to be a Christmas trivia question. And then after I ask the question, we're going to have Mike in the studio take us to a commercial break. And then when we come back, We'll have the winner. All right. So here we go. First trivia question of the night. And what's the prize, Maria? What's the first prize we're going to play for? All right, a Chick-fil-A gift card. And the question is, in the movie Christmas Vacation, what is the last name of the family that put 25,000 Christmas lights on their house? Last name of that family, Christmas Vacation. All right, and Mike, we're going to let you take us to a commercial, and we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
For all your gifts and collectibles, come by Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester, Georgia. We have over 25 vendors with a wide selection of furniture, antiques, glassware, home decor, and handmade lotions, soaps, and air fresheners. Like and follow our Facebook page, Empire Antiques Sylvester, to stay informed of all sales and new items as they arrive. Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
All right, welcome back to Fit Talk.
And I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
We're playing a little musical microphone and everything else going on today. Kind of a way to end the year, just going on. Gary won the Chick-fil-A gift cards, and he's going to pick them up right here at the Valdosta Bike Center. So there you have it. So that's our first one. All right, Jim, give him the next trivia question.
All right, another one.
All right, let's get one of these bags. I'll let Sean give it to me right there. The little ones. Give me the little ones.
And what?
Empire Antiques in Sylvester, Georgia. Upper Shakers. Cute. And my china is Lennox, but... Well, I thought they were Linux. Maybe it's not. We did have them. Okay, these are not the Linux ones. I'm sorry. These are cute little salt and pepper shakers from Empire Antiques over in Sylvester, Georgia.
Snowman and Snow Woman, I guess.
There you go.
All right.
Little cute little items for Christmas right there from Empire Antiques. So, what's the question for the salt and pepper shakers?
The following line is from which Christmas carol? The stars in the sky look down where he lay. That's the line. What's the title of the Christmas carol?
And you can call 253-9050 at the Valdosta Bike Center.
The stars in the sky look down where he lay. What is that Christmas carol?
Thank you, Jim, for that rendition.
You're so welcome.
Of that song.
You're so welcome.
We're just having fun here, folks, so just don't pay us any attention except for call us in on this trivia question. All righty, we're waiting for the...
And he lay.
What is the
title of the carol?
The name of that Christmas carol. For the snowman, salt and pepper shop... Empire Antiques over in Sylvester, Georgia.
And I guess you get the name written down for our last winner.
He got that. Gary was his name.
Good. We got, team effort going on here.
It's taking a team today. Mike at the radio station, me and you, Melissa and Sean here with this this newfangled thing we got going on. VGA, for those of you who don't know, VGA got a new system in our studio. And it works real good in the studio, but anytime we go out now, our other equipment is older, so we're having to make some adjustments here. Rick Roberts, thank you for joining us. Patty Hodges, Luke Burroughs, how are you? Good to talk to you and good to see you. Thank you for joining us today.
All right, so if you're listening on the radio or if you're watching on Facebook Live, you can call in and win the prize. So we're looking for the title of A Christmas Carol. The line is, "The stars in the sky look down where he lay."
253-9050.
253-9050. First person with the right answer. And Maria, while we are waiting for that caller, let's get back to our discussion about how to avoid Christmas time, holiday time depression, and how you can find your joy instead. So you mentioned don't overbook. So, yes, it's probably a good idea to attend some social events, some holiday parties, but, you know, don't forget to take some time for yourself.
That's right.
And I did mention don't stay longer than you really want to stay. And don't stress yourself out about the perfect gift, and especially if you have a lot of people to buy for.
Like we do.
Like we do.
We have hundreds of people to buy for. Between our family, 6 kids, 4 grandkids, and all Jim's brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews, and it's a lot. But you know, I enjoy shopping for the kiddos. I enjoy shopping for even our adult children, Jim,
right,
and for you.
Right. And you know, you might want to, if you want to avoid the crowds, you can shop online. I know you know all about that convenience.
I do, and I have really enjoyed that this year. Amazon has been my friend, except for one thing I was looking for they didn't have. I couldn't believe it. They didn't have what I was looking for.
Right. And,
for our granddaughter.
And here's another tip, and I want to emphasize this one to my wife. Stick to a budget. What a great tip. Stick to a budget. Speaking of ordering online and Amazon, yeah, stick to a budget. The cost of holiday shopping mounts quickly and can make people feel out of control and anxious. So set up a budget before you actually start your shopping and be disciplined enough to stick to that.
It's not making me feel anxious or out of control at all.
Making me feel anxious.
I'm just using that magic card as long as it's got magic in it, you know. So, well, Jim, nobody's calling about those, so let's move on to
all
the
right,
next thing. How about
right,
a Fit Talk workout towel? Real pretty Fit Talk workout towel. Melon colored. What is the next trivia question?
All right, so here is a trivia question.
They're waiting for those Wintersville.
Which reindeer's name means female fox? This reindeer's name is the word for a female fox. That'll make you think a little bit.
I have no idea. But if you know, call 253-9050 for the Fit Talk workout towel tonight. Y'all might be getting a lot of prizes tonight.
And I will tell you this. If you're thinking about those names alphabetically, it's toward the end. It's not toward the front. It's toward the back end. That might be a good clue.
All right. The
name female fox.
A female fox.
Name of a reindeer. Female fox.
Call 229-253-9050 if you know the answer to that. And I do not. I have no idea.
Really?
I haven't even thought about it. But I've never heard of that. I'd have to really.
She's going through.
Yeah. As much as my little pea brain can do that. Well, we do want to say Merry Christmas to several of our other sponsors. And if I could get my helper over here to help me. We want to say thank you so much to Buff City Soap and what they did to help us this year with MPC Night of the Gladiators, Five Star Nutrition, and of course Empire Antiques, the girls over at Crunch, Sculpt 24. You know, just Merry Christmas to you people. Thank you for supporting us this year. We do appreciate it. And I'm going to bring Melissa over here when we give away the Wintersville gift certificate and the boot camp gift certificate, so we can talk about FitMix and Wintersville and, you know, Sean and Melissa are more to us than just a sponsor for the show, Jim. You know, they are just our dear friends. We love them. We support them. They have just been, they've had our backs, and we just appreciate it so much. And so we certainly wish them Merry Christmas. But they have got a new and exciting thing happening in their family. Kinsey got engaged.
How exciting.
It is exciting, and she's marrying the cutest little guy. They've been together for over 2 years, so we congratulate them. We'll be looking forward to going to that wedding, Melissa, and seeing that beautiful daughter. I know. Well, apparently they're not calling in. Nobody knows
that. You got a big prize? Let's tempt them with a big prize.
Okay. I'm going to run out of time and
get that really close to your mouth.
Is it
might want to just take it off because we don't have to hear anything and just listen
just
to
need
it.
This, right?
Very, yeah, there you go. Talk very, very loud. Melissa, we have got a one-year gift certificate to Wintersville Fitness.
Yes, ma'am. 1 year free membership. That includes all of the classes. The only classes that are extra is boot camp. And when you're a member, you get your boot camp for a reduced price anyway because you're a member. So this is for a one-year free membership to Wintersville Fitness. And whoever's interested, what's the question we have?
Okay. Thank you. All right. So I like the movie A Christmas Story. So let's go with one of those. In the movie A Christmas Story, Ralphie's dad gets excited about his new lamp. What does that lamp look like? Describe the lamp that Ralphie's dad gets excited about. And I'll tell you that his wife is not so excited about it. She's horrified by it. What's that lamp look like in the movie A Christmas Story? Ralphie's dad's lamp. 229-253-9050.
I have no idea.
A little bit tougher question because it's a great prize.
It is a great prize. It is a great prize. All right.
Melissa, you know the answer, don't you? Sean, you know this one? Y'all know, don't know
no.
The Christmas Story, that movie?
No.
All right. Well, let's see if any of our listeners or viewers know that one.
I think we need first grade education questions, Jim. I don't know. 253-9050. That's for the Wintersville one-year membership right here in Valdosta, Georgia. Call us if you know the answer to this question. Ralphie's dad's lamp from the movie The Christmas Story. I don't know. That's a 253-9050 for the Wintersville Fitness 1 year membership. Ah. 253-9050. They're all Googling that because I would certainly have to Google it to know what that is. I have no idea. I told Jim to ask him who are the guest host of Fit Talk Radio.
There you go.
I know that one. You know that one. Me too. Our listeners might not know. That's exactly right.
While we're waiting, we have a special prize for this special lady right here. Maria has been through, the family itself has been through so much this year. So we got Maria her very own beach cruiser, in a really pretty color. But we wanted to give this to you for everything you've been through. So you have yourself a beautiful bike that just looked like Maria to me.
Awesome.
And we wanted to give that to you for Christmas.
I don't want to ugly cry. What in the world are y'all thinking of?
You.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all, I am. Jim, you got to show him this bike. Oh, my gosh. I just don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I'm in shock. You got a T-shirt.
Well, he's not as cute as you.
And here's her bike.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at that beach cruiser.
Jim, I don't know how you going to outdo that. Or did you?
Once in a while, I'll let you wear my T-shirt.
Yeah. Y'all, I'm speechless. I have not been speechless in a long time. you know, I really haven't. I'm just so, I don't know what to say. Jim, I don't know
what
to say.
Well, you are very loved, and you have been so good to us at Wendersville Fitness, at the Bite Shop, with FitMix, and just being an absolutely amazing person, amazing friend. And we wanted to give something back to you.
Well, I'm just, like I said, I don't feel deserving of that. I'm in shock.
You obviously are deserving.
And I'm shaking. But anyway, I just can't believe that y'all would do that. As hard as y'all work and as much as y'all sacrificed, I know, for the gym, for the bike shop, and for FitMix. You know, I guess I know because I went through it. Me and Jim went through it in the fitness industry.
Y'all understand.
And we understand for sure. So, you know, we don't count y'all as, you know, just business people and just sponsors of Fit Talk. Like I said, you know, we just count y'all as friends and close friends. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say right now. But anyway, well, Jim, nobody knows that, so give them another.
Let me give you an easier one then. The same prize.
Okay, the Wintersville one-year membership.
And we're going to give you an easy question this time. All right, so you know the where's my pen? That's not the question, but where is my pen? All right. So, you know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas? In the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, what was the gift on day 3? Day 3. 5 golden rings, and count it down from there to 3. What was the gift on day 3? 12 Days of Christmas. What's the number again? Let's see. That's area code 229-253-9050.
229-253-9050. Third day of Christmas.
On the third day of Christmas, my
true
love gave to me. All right, we have a caller. Maria, take that call. Let's see if this caller has the right answer.
Hi, Mandy.
All right, Maria is on the phone now. Let's see if they have it right. Oh, she's going to go back to the hard question. All right, well, we can do that.
Whoa.
It was a leg lamp, a woman's leg wrapped in black fishnet stockings. Do y'all remember that now? Oh, everybody's going, oh, yeah. All right. Well, congratulations, Mandy Anderson. We have a winner. Congratulations, Mandy. And she wants the salt and pepper shakers. Is that correct? Well, that's... Okay. All right, so we have an answer to the Christmas story. Yes, the infamous leg lamp in black fishnet stockings. All right, Maria, do we have a, so we, where are we now on the prizes? What's, all right.
All right, boot camp is an intense 6-week program that we run on the regular throughout the year. Our first one of 2023 will start on January 9th. We have 2 locations, Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive, and also FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training at 3323 Bemis Road. You can go to either location, either class time, and it is a free boot camp, $130 value. And what is the question for it, Jim?
All right, let's stick with the 12 days of Christmas,
right.
And we're looking for day 8. On the 8th day, what is the gift? 12 days of Christmas is the song. What is the prize for the 8th day? Okay, that's your question. Call 229-253-9050.
253-9050, the 8th day of Christmas. What's the prize?
All right. And Maria is still eyeballing this beautiful bike that she just got. She's over there in shock, and I think she got a tear in her eye. What a nice gift. Thank you very much to the Eikenberries. Brand new bike, new beach cruiser. So now we got to figure out which beach
now
we're going to go to.
Now she's got to go to the
right?
beach.
Which beach will it be?
All the beaches.
So we got to fly this bicycle to Hawaii, she said.
We need somewhere really warm right now.
Someone call in and tell me, what is the gift on the eighth day? The 12 days of Christmas, the eighth day. What is the gift on day eight? 253-9050. All right, Maria, I'm going to hand this to you for right now.
All right, Melissa, tell us a little bit about boot camp and what's going on. I mean, you are the boot camp queen. You have been doing this for how many years now?
Forever?
Almost forever. I went through real boot camp in 1989, so if that tells you anything. So we've been doing this for a while, and the one that we're getting ready to kick off in January will be a traditional boot camp, so it will be a lot of outdoor stuff. We flip tires, we run, we do a lot of course, push-ups and sit-ups and that kind of thing, your traditional boot camp stuff, but we also throw in some weight training because strength is so important to add to it. So it'll be a really good program. There's guaranteed results if you'll just stick with the program, and you have a lot of class options to go to.
Yeah, I mean, I told them the story that I went to your boot camp one time, Melissa, and tripped over the tire and twisted my ankle. Jim said I did it on purpose. But no, I didn't do it on purpose. But, I mean, you know, I that really did happen to me. We were jumping through tires, and I was...
I think you wanted to leave early.
That might have been true. That might have been true. But, I mean, that was pretty tough what you were doing with those ladies. Yeah. I mean, my goodness, it was.
And to be fair, you didn't come in at the beginning. We did build up gradually. She came in when we were almost finished, so she went straight into hardcore.
Yeah, and I thought I was in shape enough to do that. But if you don't do those particular things, you know, it's different than weight training, isn't it, Melissa?
Yes, very different.
It's totally. Very different, but it helps you to lose weight. It helps you to burn fat and calories and get that heart rate up and help you to sweat, which, you know, we all need that. But, you know, you started this in Valdosta, Melissa. I call you the boot camp queen, and you really are. So, I mean, this is what you've been known for. And, you know, so, all right, let's see.
All right, we have a caller. And what was the gift on day eight in the 12 days of Christmas? All right, our caller says it's Eight Maids of Milking.
Milking. Yes.
Right.
Okay. Eight Maids of Milking. Who is that?
First name. All right, Justin, congratulations. You are a winner of
the boot camp.
Gift certificate for one free boot camp in the year 2023. Fit Mix here in Valdosta. Congratulations. All right, and we'll get that to you.
Melissa, now this boot camp lasts 6 weeks. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
6 weeks. And you start gradually and you move forward, right?
Yeah, we build on it gradually. I don't like to start anybody out with it being too hard because the last thing we want to do is have injuries. So we gradually start you out. We run a little bit to begin with. Get used to the form. The first week is always building the building block of making sure everybody's form is good on push-ups, on squats, on lunges, on anything that we're doing. And then we gradually build up to a longer run, more push-ups, more variety. Yes, there will be burpees. For those of you who are asking, there will
there will be burpees.
There will be burpees. We can't modify anything, though. So a lot of people are afraid because there's things that they can't do. If you can't handle high impact because of knees and things like that, we can overcome all that. All of our trainers are certified personal trainers, too, so we know how to modify anything that needs modification.
That is just fabulous. Boot camp, a full gym over at Wintersville Fitness over on Norman Drive, 1711 Norman Drive. See, I remember the address. Never forget it as long as I live. And the Valdosta Bike Center. Well, it's been a great day here with the Valdosta Bike Center and, of course, FitMix and Wintersville. We appreciate y'all letting us come tonight and be a part of this, and y'all being part of our Fit Talk family all these years. There'll be more posts about this bicycle. I don't want to ugly cry. So anyway, this I'm still in shock about, so we'll be talking more about that. But thank y'all so much. Carrie McKinney, thank you for joining us here tonight. And we just love y'all, and thank you. We hope that y'all have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, Sean and Melissa.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
And I want to remind everyone, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WBGA Fit Talk Radio.